Well, it's that time again, Ben.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the new high-tech unadulterated.com podcast.
It's very high-tech. We have brand new software.
And we have headphones on.
We have headphones on. Just to make it clear, we didn't have headphones on last week.
We didn't have headphones on last week. We have a... Well, we don't have a new microphone, but, you know. We have a real topic to talk about.
Because last time was a bit... spontaneous, which is good.
It was. The beers are still here, though.
The beers are still here, yeah. Very cold.
So, let's get the party started.
And now, the Unadulterated Podcast.
Now we've got over that, nodding down.
We're nodding to the beat of the music. Good music.
It is good music, yeah, we did well.
Put your guitar away.
I'll put that away now. Actually, no, one more riff. Sorry, it had to be done.
I had to just do it a little bit. You did, sorry. Yeah. I didn't press a button.
No, there was no button pressed. That is genuinely me on the guitar. And to prove it, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
I don't know how I get it to sound exactly the same every time. Years of practice.
Just make sure you press the right button.
Yeah.
You don't want the wrong audio file.
Yeah, to play over and over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad. So, today's topic of conversation is travel.
I'm just going to refer to the little notes that you've given me that we should talk about.
Yes, to elaborate on that this week. because we've already done about 5 podcasts worth of talking and not actually recording anything of substance, I have made notes which have been distributed to both myself, Jay, and Paul, the producer.
Yeah, because Paul produces, he presses buttons. He presses my buttons, alright.
Cheese. On toast. So, today's podcast is about travel.
And there's a reason we're doing it about travel,
then. There is a reason for doing it about travel. Why don't you tell us, Jeff?
I will do. I was planning on. Well, the weekend just gone, which I believe was about the 11th or the 12th of February.
It was.
We took a little trip to...
Yorkshire. In the north-east of England.
England. Good old England. And these have their own tea. Yorkshire tea.
Green fields, lots of sheep. And dry stone ones.
Near Leeds.
North of Leeds, yeah.
It was a very good time. We went for your birthday.
It was.
We had a lovely time.
We did. Bit of locational description. We stayed in a 17th century, I believe, shooting lodge.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
All right.
In the middle of nowhere. It was in a field surrounded by trees and sheep. Down the road from us, and by down the road I mean about 2 miles, there was an old farmhouse inhabited by a mad farmer, and that was about it.
Why was the farmer mad?
The farm was mad because when we got lost on the way there, we pulled into his farm to ask for directions, and I believe the exact thing he said was, "Yes, that is Crag House down there on the road." He then put on a strange voice and said, "Lest ye be warned."
He did, like
a pirate.
Why did I not hear this?
Because you were in another car, you weren't in our car. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Were you drunk at the time?
I was, no, not really, for a change. And it was a good fun holiday.
What am I drinking?
The producers just came over with some Jack Daniels.
Oh, Jack Daniels, lovely. Only I'm drinking the Jack Daniels, so what have you got?
I'm just finishing off my Carlsberg export. It's so good. The Danes hate to see it leave when it's exported.
Just to exemplify how dedicated we are to the podcast and our craft, I'm drinking Jack Daniels. Jay is drinking Carlsberg Export Lager and Jack Daniels and Coke. Paul is drinking
the same,
and it is actually 2:15 on Tuesday afternoon.
Even we're live. Don't tell them the time. We're pretending to be. We are live. I mean,
we're not live. We're just.
We like. Well, it says live on our little bit of an introduction at the beginning with the music.
By
Paul.
Producer, the voice on our introduction is Paul the producer.
Yeah. Just to confirm, you might have heard someone say crack house. We don't actually mean we stayed in a crack house. It was called Crag House.
Although nobody has actually said crack house so far.
You have.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Brian brought it up.
I didn't. I said where is the house?
No, because you said it's about the farmer, crack house. I bet you. We'll replay this back in a bit.
We will.
And you will earn £16,000.
The interesting thing about today's podcast, actually, is that we have live recordings from on the road while we were travelling.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the travel hyphen intro.
Yeah, that's written nice and
written on the notes.
Although your handwriting is something not to be desired.
Antonia said my handwriting is like a school child's.
It is. Who's Antonia?
It's not like a school child.
Is Antonia your girlfriend?
Antonia is my girlfriend, yes.
Who I managed to piss off on the way home.
Antonia would do good appearing in a podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Because she's got a lot to say.
Has she?
Mm.
I've got a lot to say.
But Antonia's got a lot to say on things of substance.
With substance.
With substances. She takes substances and then talks.
So, so the holiday was really good fun. And we'll talk about the fire, I think, because...
I think we should set the scene about the fire.
Tell us
about what we had to light this fire.
Yeah, well, the fire...
It was a real fire, by the way.
It was a real fireplace with a flue and a chimney and a dust ashes collector at the bottom.
And a hearth.
And a hearth and a mantelpiece.
I had a mantelpiece. One of those... Fiery mantelpieces.
And it was great. Well, we were given to do the fire, which was a traditional fireplace. We were given some coal, some wood,
a lighter,
some fire lighters, a woman that was willing to start the fire for us,
a woman that did it every day and knew how to do it.
And was we given anything else?
Coal.
Newspaper. Newspaper. And then we get Yeah, so we tried to start the fire with all those, including the lighter.
We put them all together, and what happened?
We didn't create fire.
We failed abysmally. So, in our ingenious moment of revelation, we had an epiphany and decided to use household objects to further our fiery needs.
First to be used was the household dishcloth.
Household dishcloths, yeah.
Household dishcloth. Like, bathed and...
we soaked the household dishcloth in Jack Daniels.
Because alcohol is horrible.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. It kind of just damped up and smoked.
So we threw Rob's nuts on, didn't we?
Yeah, we put his nuts on. That was an enjoyable experience for...
Nuts for our non-English listeners is a men's magazine from the UK.
Yeah. It's a magazine for men. Straight men, mainly. Although... They don't discriminate.
They don't discriminate.
There are some gay jokes in there. Mainly aimed at taking the piss out of gay people, but, you know.
Well.
Actually, it's not a bad magazine. I used to buy it.
It's not a good magazine.
No, but it's not a bad one.
I prefer The Angling Times.
I prefer Train Sim Weekly.
Train Sim Weekly? Is that an actual magazine?
I'd imagine so.
What, like an internet magazine? Made
by... This is a radio magazine show.
It's a radio magazine show. What defines a radio magazine show?
I don't know. And you know what? I don't care.
Fair enough. So, situation is, we had lots of house in the middle of nowhere, surrounded only by sheep and a drunken farmer, woodland to the left, fields to the right, wind howling over the moors, rain pouring onto the windows, no fire whatsoever, house in darkness, and we basically opened the fridge and got drunk.
Yeah, and if you want to see a picture of the fridge, fully laden with more beer than a brewery, go to www.thedangerousman.com and look under Sunday, which was, what was it, the 12th? 13th?
Sunday the 12th, and the title of that post is Normal.
Normal, I don't know why I did that. That's my blog, I like that.
So we got drunk. starting at about 5:30 because there wasn't much to do in the country, and then by 11:30 we were so pissed we decided to make the first of our the unadulterated.com podcast live on the road recordings, which we have. So we will pipe a bit of that in now.
Right, this is just to set the scene. There's a few people in the room. I think there's about 6 people in this living room.
Yeah, present on the. We went away for my. That's Ben's 21st birthday. Present at the time were myself,
me, Jamie,
Jay. Paul the producer
was there.
My girlfriend Antonia, Mr. Michael, and a friend of mine, Mr. Robert.
Yep. A friend of yours. So we'll just get on with that. We'll play the recording. Just to set the scene also, we are highly
intoxicated
with a shitload of alcohol. So let's have a listen to that.
Right, we're recording now. Basically on the website. Right, this is Jamie from thedangerousman.com.
Oh, it's recorded. Okay. This is Ben from theunadulterated.com, where the podcast is hosted.
And we're highly intoxicated with alcohol. We've had a massive talk in the bathroom of how much we appreciate each other. And we're about to play Spin the Bottle. And we tried to get a fire going, only in vain, because nothing happened.
Jamie ruined it all.
I didn't ruin it all. I poked it a little bit. And by poke, I mean with a metal hot
poker. I set up a massive fire, and in one swell, great poke, Jamie put the entire fire out. I don't know how he managed it, but he did.
I did not. You poked it.
I'm not a fan of poking.
Well, that's true, because you're a hetero.
I have to have a few drinks before I start to poke.
Yeah, but I'm on the JD and Coke. What are you on?
Carlsberg Export.
Would you like some of my JD?
Premium Lager 18.7. Yeah, I will in a bit.
Yeah, I'll some of my JD, I don't mind. It's only... Well, the time is about 11:25 at night, and we started about 7 in the morning, so it wasn't too bad. But according to the kitchen clock, it's 11:25, but the living room clock, where we are, is about 8:40. So we don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm trying to figure out why I put a radio voice on. Why do I put a radio voice on? Why do I do it?
Yeah, I do that,
Jack. I know, you put a radio voice now. I'm just trying to figure out why I put a radio voice on. I thought we weren't going to act as if we were podcasting.
We are unscripted.
Yeah, we are unscripted, but why there's a podcaster. I thought we were going to just, like, record it and be drunk.
We are drunk. And we are recording it.
Yeah, come on. But there's a difference, because I thought we were just going to, like, I'm drunk. I thought we were just going to, like, record it without...
And pretend we're not recording it.
Well, it was like that first time we tried doing the podcast, but I didn't know we were actually recording. And I've just put my
hair on. Oh, man, you just pulled the beer all over my arm.
It's all over the sides of my arm, I'm wearing my shirt.
And it's all over the actual recording device that we're using.
No, it's not. You're a liar.
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 Mancunian. That's Manchester, England.
No, thank you.
For our Yankee listeners.
Yankee listeners. Have we got many Yankee listeners?
Got Pookie.
We've got, yeah.
And Ryan.
I'm interested to know how many people who download it are actually from America.
Yeah, send us an email at j@thedangerousman.com. That's jay@thedangerousman.com.
Stop saying that. You're supposed to be like podcast@theunadulterated.com. You're supposed to send email.
Yeah, but if you can say it properly, it would help. It's podcast@theunadulterated.com.
I'm from Manchester. I'm not supposed to pronounce T's. podcast@theunadulterated.com.
Super. I think we should leave it at that for now.
I don't think we should.
Do you think we should talk a bit more then?
Keep it on. Yeah.
Why?
Because the podcast this week, which is on, I don't know, it's on travel or something like that. We should do it on travel with us being on the
road. Knows. Hey, by the way, I've got some news for you.
Go on.
Do you want to know? Well, you've just built a little bit of beer down your face.
I'm glad that that's the news. What's the other news?
The news is that last week's podcast got our highest ever amount of listeners.
Ever? Is that because it was the only podcast
we've ever done? Yes, it was.
How many listeners did we get?
Well, I didn't listen. I only checked it for the first 2 days of it being on the internet. And then the first day we got 19 actual downloads, and the second day we got 16 downloads. Maybe they're listening to the whole thing and they probably got switched off after the first 2 seconds, I don't know.
Is that like what? Is that 27 downloads?
Is it like 27 downloads, or is it actually 27 downloads? It's not like 27 downloads, it is 27 downloads.
Well, yeah, well, shut up.
It's
37
downloads.
It's 30.
Oh, it's 30.
19 plus 16. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
It's 37.
It's weird, weird, like, I should take, like, exams or something.
Yeah, because, like, your girlfriend, who's in education, knows more than us.
I'm at university.
Which university are you at?
Salisbury.
Salford. And you're not...
Stop telling people where I am.
Anyway.
I want people to track me down and...
What? You mean like you nearly gave my address out last podcast, which was Dean Street, Manchester.
Yeah, but in the last podcast, I actually said, shall we give your address out?
To which, what did I respond to?
So we said, yeah, what's the address? Go ahead, I'll give the address out. It's apartment 12.
Don't go any further.
Apartment 12.
No.
At number...
Just put Penthouse Dean's Gate, no, I'm
number,
sure it'll get there.
Number... okay.
Penthouse Dean's Gate, because I'm sure it'll get
James
there.
James is nudging me, I can't give you his address. We'll buy a P.O. box, you can send us mail.
Yeah, well, there's mail.co.uk anywhere, mailbox on the
internet. No, did you know, the mailbox...
company.
P.O. boxes, you only pay, is something like...
£12.
No, it's a little bit more than that, but you get a P.O. box every month, and it's like apartment 12A 111 Deans, 111 Piccadilly.com.
.com a web address. Send
well,
it to our web address.
Hey, maybe it's .com.
Via the Royal Mail. PO Box 111 Deansgate.com.
Yeah, what a joke. There you go. Yeah, did it get you?
It got me.
It did get you.
Robert's just took a photo of us. We're not impressed. Although, pretending we are impressed.
I didn't know we were doing the entire podcast live from the Yorkshire Moors.
Was that where we are? Because I thought we were within the Outer Hebrides Lake District. That's where I thought we were. Lake District.
I just remembered, actually, I'm speaking in this voice, aren't I? I'm supposed to be doing my Johnny Cash voice.
6 minutes, 23 seconds we've done so far.
6 minutes, 23 seconds.
I'm just this little bit in the lake.
That's fine for me. I don't know why I'm studying in my Johnny Cash voice.
Are we in the lakes?
No, we're not.
Are we in the Yorkshire Moors?
We're in the Yorkshire Moors.
Is that where Myra Hindley buried her dead body?
No, that's in like the Pennine place north of Manchester. Which is kind of Yorkshire Moors. Does anyone know? Where did Myra Hindley bury her?
Would you like to give us a bit of a brief...
Whoa, pass
it was,
not that
close, you won't do it here.
Wait. Not now. Would you like to give us a brief history of what Myra Hindley does for a living?
I'm not sure how many people they killed, to be honest, but Myra Hindley was...
A serial killer.
She was a serial killer.
Of young boys and girls.
She was drawn into the whole serial killer thing by a guy called Ian Brady in the... I think it was 1960s, 1970s.
Well, she's very famous, but for very sadistic, evil acts that she did of killing young boys and girls.
She is not
about 30 years ago, isn't it?
She's not black. Well, if you've seen...
Was it about 30 years ago?
Yeah, it was probably about...
She'd been in prison. She died in prison.
Only recently.
About a year ago, was it?
I mean, if you've seen Rob Zombie's film, House of a Thousand Corpses, the picture of...
Rob Zombie, who did that song where it goes, "Hey, mother, I know... Working 9 to 5, something and then the virus in you, knocking at the door." That was Rob Zombie who sang that song.
Probably.
But I don't know the lyrics, I made them up.
If you've seen this film, Hospital of Corpses, Mary Lee and Ian Brady are on the wall inside they're on the wall inside Captain's Falling.
What do you mean they're on the wall? Dead on the wall? Right. Like, stuck?
No, you thought I'm on the wall.
What? They were like husband and wife, weren't they?
Well, they were boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah.
I'm a serial killer.
My mum to this day reaffirms that I used to want to be a serial killer when I was young.
But well, your mum says you used to want to be a serial killer when you were younger. As an occupation. Because my mum to this day tells me that I wanted to be a bin man, a trash collector.
Yeah, I used to want to be a farmer, actually, when I was
a farmer. Yeah, he used to want to be a farmer.
It was Saddleworth Moor.
Oh, right, Paul, my boyfriend and the producer, look at him, told me that it's Saddleworth Moor. Did you hear that anyway?
He has a reputation as a producer, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's a producer. I'd like to know what he does as a producer.
He presses buttons.
Your buttons?
He presses my buttons, alright.
He doesn't press my buttons.
He presses my prostate gland.
Are you drunk?
Only slightly.
Yeah, okay. Are you still going to put this out even though you pissed us anew?
Yeah. Well, that's the idea behind it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm drunk as well.
I think we should end it there.
No, I don't. And you should keep it going.
9 minutes 32.
Yeah, keep it going.
But it's going to run out of bloody batteries and recording space.
Do you know...
Isn't it?
I care about that much.
Yeah, but it's like, we only get 60 minutes on the whole podcast and we've used 10% of it already.
Yeah, it sounds good to me, but we don't have anything else to talk about anyway.
What are we talking about in this podcast? We're going to speak about baggy shite. Travel. Yeah, we'll talk about travel if you want. Where do we want to go? Should we talk about being hairy? Well, there's a subtle one side of this conversation. Like gay sex. You have gay sex and I'm hairy. And like, you're not gay at all and I'm not hairy at all. It's like, we're both off an input. Let's talk about the gay thing. Exactly. The gay thing.
You're too obsessed with the gay things.
I love the gay things.
Yeah.
The universal gay things.
Would you mean gay? I would imagine that you do love the gay things.
Like what? Women isn't just a gay thing.
Shut your mouth, that's what I said to you before.
Before? What, are you referring to a joke that was off the air?
No.
An off-air joke? How dare you? That's not allowed.
I know, it's a bit, you know, shitty blog radio.
We shouldn't do that.
Well, what we should do is, we should play a song, and then while the song's on the air, we'll have a joke, and then when we come back, we'll still be laughing at that joke, and then we can be just like shitty blog radio.
What, like this? Let's sing the song, then.
La 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 la.
An hour's walk, 500. Should we sing our school hymn?
Yeah.
Go on then. Those feet in ancient time walk up on England's mountains green, and was the holy Lamb of God of England's pleasure master seen, and did those countenance divine for annals upon those crowded hills, and was Jerusalem builded here on England's rock satanic mills.
Yeah, so there we go. Let's start about that.
No, that's the worst way ever.
Because
I'm
hours ago.
Because
when
I listened to the last podcast,
so that Well, you dropped marshmallows everywhere. What did we use for skewers?
used metal coat hangers out of the...
Yeah, we used the owner's metal coat hangers, which we completely defaced, cut up and unwound, so that we could melt marshmallows and, you know, spray them all over the carpet and fireplaces and everything. And then we... Well, I didn't. I was being sensible. And then everybody else spent a long time throwing receipts up the chimney, which then stayed there and didn't burn.
Well, we thought it was your idea.
It wasn't my idea. I was just telling you that because heat rises, if you were to put a receipt on the fire, it would float up the chimney. So everyone then put receipts on the fire, and we ended up with, like,
the chimney. But we looked... We give it a bit of look up the chimney, and they were all there, piled up the chimney somehow, clinging to the wall.
Exactly.
So we're going to get a bill for a chimney sweep and a bill for the rug, which was shat anyway.
Yeah, the rug was shat. It was two different colours.
Yeah, half of it was dark and half of it was light.
Yep, it was dark.
Wasn't supposed to be like that.
Exactly. let's see what our next topic is.
Let's have a look what you wrote down on the note.
Topic number 6 on the notes. Other stuff. Yeah, tell me about some other stuff.
Should we do a bit about blogs? Blog of the week.
Blog of the week?
Pookie, who we had blog of the week last week, he sent me an email.
We got the same email.
We did get the same email.
See? Mailbag, why? How many emails has the unadulterated.com had this week?
Yeah, but it,
one? Two?
A few. Because I'm referring comments on my blog when I mention unadulterated.com.
It's not really a mailbag, though, is it? That's a comment area.
That's a shitload of comments. 13.
Let's have a look at the comments then.
What, are we doing the mailbag now?
Let's do the mail blog.
Mailbag.
Mailbag.
Mail blog.
Yeah.
A gay blog.
No, well, you don't have to be gay to have a mail blog.
No. But it's... generally helped.
Poor? Is someone saying our podcast is poor, or are they poor, or am I poor?
Oh, they go on to a conversation of their own.
Omg.
Ryan
says omg.
Should we tell everyone where Ryan is from?
We'll read out a comment each on the old mailbag.
Right, so Ryan is from... his blog's called Smile Like You Mean It.
Yeah, we did that last week.
But he's cute. And it's at andyoudontstop.blogspot.com. So Ryan says, "Oh my God, wow, you're totally British." How he doesn't know.
That's I'd say he was probably one of the most observant people I have ever heard.
We've not got an English accent though, have we? We have got an English accent.
We have got an English accent, you know, with us being from England.
Yeah, but we're not like the Queen.
Hello, everyone!
Yeah,
I'm
Lumpy Hatch! Yeah, but that's not an English accent, though. That's the accent of a sponging bitch that wants to be kicked out of office, even though she's not in office. But that's another comment. Burn the Queen.
Bitch.
Burn the Queen.
Right. So, everyone that...
all our producer agrees.
So, what? Everyone, generally, sponging bitches have that accent.
There's only one.
No.
She makes it up herself.
Right. Wow, you're totally British. It's very pervasive.
Pervasive?
What does that mean?
Paul. Ben. Paul Ben. It means Paul Ben. Paul Bearer. not Paul Bearer from wrestling.
You should have said that. Right, Ryan comes on. It's very pervasive.
He goes on.
I think it might rub off on me. There's a thought, rubbing off. I listened to the whole thing even after my mention, what do I when? I think he means what do I
what
win.
What do I when? No, what do I when? It's a genuine, legitimate question.
What do I win? Smile.
What do I when?
Emoticons with a bit of a smile at the end.
Yep. So here we go, we've got Charlie here.
Charlie's good, he comments on my blog. He's a reader, but he doesn't comment, so I quite like Charlie.
How do you know Charlie's a man?
Because I think I've seen his blog once, and he does a video cast.
Okay.
But I've forgotten the address, otherwise I would comment back.
Charlie says, "Hi Jay, nice to hear your voice finally. After reading your blog for a while, I like the podcast. I'll look forward to the next one. Keep it up, Charlie."
Kiss.
See, the thing you'll notice about these comments is not once am I mentioned.
You are.
Other than by myself.
No, you are.
By him?
I'm sure you are.
I'm not.
Because you commented back saying, finally someone's mentioned me.
Yeah, that was only because Paul mentioned me. And Paul's the producer, so that doesn't really count.
But anyway, what Charlie, the good thing about Charlie is, he hasn't got a blog. So he's like the ideal commenter because you don't have to then waste your time.
Has he ever been to the Chocolate Factory?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I don't know.
Did he write a story about it?
And then there's another one who's called Anhoni Patel.
Anhoni Patel?
She's quite good because she always comes to my blog and I rarely go to hers. Unfortunately, I would like to, but sometimes I'm just a bit too busy.
She reminds me of Antonia.
Why?
I don't know.
Right. She looks lovely in her glasses. Anhoni Patel writes, regarding Ryan's comment above about rubbing off and that. Ryan, you crack me up. Yeah, Jay is quite British with his accent and all. Funny thing, that's exactly how I imagined your voice. Mint, cool. Mint means good. Yeah. You got mentioned, Ryan. I need to go back and listen to the whole thing. Do you all get drunk as the podcast progresses? She didn't even listen.
No.
Oh, don't comment and don't listen.
Yeah, if you're not going to listen, then don't listen. Joel said, "Oh, you sound fine. You put a smile on my face."
Joel's gay and he's from Leeds.
"Oh, you sound fine. You put a smile on my face. LOL.
LOL, laugh out loud." So he's, you know, that's Joel. He's kind of cool. He goes to the same gay clubs I do, apparently.
What, in Manchester?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a trip.
It is a bit of a trip.
Is he one of those weird people that comes on a coach?
One of those weird people. It comes on a coach, but isn't that weird?
There are a lot
it
of
comes
people,
on a coach.
There are a lot of people that come on coaches, specifically two clubs. So you get like big coaches coming and pulling up outside
you
clubs
do, actually.
With loads of people getting
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
Strange that, actually.
It is strange.
Yeah,
it's because people are from towns with shit clubs.
Yeah, because Manchester isn't the place to be.
No.
So,
private off-air joke there again.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we're going down that road.
This isn't very good for radio. Anyway, but Joel, the thing about Joel is he was telling me in an email actually once. Joel's quite good. He was telling me in an email that he once came to Manchester to go clubbing, and he got the taxi. Yeah, I think a taxi. No, the train, it was a train. He got the train home the next day, and he totally missed his stop and ended up in Newcastle or something, and was about 4 hours late for work.
Newcastle's a nice place.
Is it? Well, yeah, but it doesn't help you if you've got work the next day, and you go clubbing. I mean, God.
Well, there's a lesson. Don't go clubbing if you've got work the next day.
Yeah, so...
The next comment. Oh, that's Paul the producer's comment.
I think that's all the comments there is. Yeah, it is. We got a comment off Pookie.
Oh yeah, read Pookie's comment.
Pookie is from inherentlywrong.blogspot.com. It'll take me a while just to search for Pookie's comment. I'll just find his email address on my email account so I can find the email he sent to us.
Jamie is with Gmail.
Gmail.
Good mail.
But if you want to email me, you've got to email j@thedangerousman.com.
Or j@theunadulterated.com.
You could do that. Will it get to me?
Or you can email me. But more importantly, please mention me because I contemplate suicide.
I don't know if you can.
When people don't mention me because
okay.
I feel neglected. Wow,
nice.
You get a lot of emails from Pookie. Are they all comments?
They're all, no, the special emails, because Pookie likes me.
Aww.
Pookie, he's a nice lad, Pookie.
I know he is.
Yeah.
Pookie, I don't get emails from Pookie.
Pookie boy 65.
I'm jealous.
To Jay and you.
Jay and me.
You should change your blogger address to Ben, because he currently says Alexander.
I know it does, I should change it, really.
Anyway, love your first broadcast.
Broadcast?
I was so honoured to have been talked about and was excited to hear your voices. You two are just hysterical together. I'm heading out of town for a funeral in the morning, but I will surely be talking about your respective blogs and wonderful broadcast once I return.
Take care, and thanks again for speaking about my blog and me.
Hugs. Ah, oh, lovely Pookie.
Pookie also says, bring words and photos together easily with Photomail. It's free and it works with Yahoo. Oh no, that's an advertisement.
That's an advertisement. But the one thing that we should do is ask people to send us stuff, such as jokes or anything you want to be read out on air, because we'd like that.
Yeah, and the address for that is podcast@theunadulterated.com.
And if any of it is regarding the gay things, or any gay things, you can email j@thedangerousman.com. Ben is shaking his head in disappointment. Why are you shaking your head?
Why are you shaking your head?
He won't answer. He's looking at me as if I'm a twat. So there's the mailbag.
I enjoyed the mailbag.
There you go.
I have to say, I would like the mailbag to be
bigger.
To be bigger next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you.
I'd like a veritable sack full of mail. I'm sure you would enjoy a bulging sack, Jim.
Of mail. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's go and check the mail. Get it? Check the mail.
The thing is taking jokes too far.
We're going to talk to the gym.
We're going to talk to the gym.
Well,
we're not going to talk about going to the gym. Jamie says we're going to talk about. Talking to the gym. So let's what do you have to say to
Jim,
the gym?
The guy called Jim, the gym, he's special. So, okay. Jim, don't look at me like that.
I'm doing the Macarena, if anyone out there is wondering what.
He's not. So Jim, we went to the gym, as in the workout health club, and I saw a lad getting changed in the change room. He was gorgeous.
The end. No, we joined the gym. For fitness reasons.
Because I want to get big and toned. Because I'm as skinny as a bitch.
And I want to get less big and more toned. Because I'm 24.5% body mass index. Which is average, apparently. Well, it's not average, it's safe.
Safe.
Safe. Exactly.
It is safe. So I'm a fit lad. And I used to work at the sunbed shop. Not the one that. Not that one.
Oh, right.
But there was one that used to work at the sunbed shop. He was quite gorgeous and he's really toned and looks nice. But there was lots of other muscly guys and I wouldn't go in the swimming pool because of it.
And I saw a girl at the gym, but she was doing weights and looked like a man.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah, honestly.
When was this? Before I got there?
That was when I was doing my fitness assessment.
With your personal trainer?
With my personal trainer, and I was running uphill on the treadmill.
Yeah, the treadmills are really good because you can make them go uphill. I nearly killed... I was doing treadmill 1 second, and then a second later, I was doing rock climbing. It was great.
All on one treadmill?
Yeah, because it has a bit of an incline.
Amazing.
Yeah. I ran for 20 minutes.
I rode 2,000 metres.
I rode. Rode as in like a rowing boat. Yeah. 2,000 metres as well. In fact, I did a few metres more than you because I did.
Hardly any. One stroke. Yeah, but you did it faster than me and you didn't go as far back as me. So it won't have worked.
Yeah, but why did you tell me I wasn't doing it right?
Because I gain satisfaction from knowing that other people aren't doing it right.
Well,
I'm unkind like that.
I'm just going to go for a wee. I know it doesn't make for good radio, but give a shit.
That's very nice. So I'm left holding the fort with Paul.
You hold the fort with Paul.
Well, now you've got me.
The producer
Paul,
can get close.
I'll get in the.
Oh, to the toilet. Make sure everything runs smoothly.
Paul's getting in the chair.
Jason, yeah.
Paul seems to be meaning business. Paul, what should we talk about now that Jamie's gone?
We something on.
Go for it. Yeah. Paul's putting the headphones on and assuming the position.
We should talk about more about the holiday.
We haven't really spoken enough about the holiday. You're right. I was thinking that before.
Yeah. From the shops and me seeing those products.
The interesting products in the shops.
Yeah,
they were good. What products did we see?
We seen.
Scrolling down on the blog, we've got pictures at thedangerousman.com. Much as I am loath to promote this website,
we've seen Yorkshire tea.
For hard water.
Made in Yorkshire. You've seen some faggots.
That was the West Country dish, Mr. Brain's pork faggot.
In a rich West Country sauce.
In a witch sauce.
We seen a fridge.
We saw a fridge with lots of beer in it. I don't know what that was shopping for.
We seen a nice hand with...
It was, and that was my hand as well.
It was not your hand.
It was my hand because I held it while you photographed.
No, the nice hand. Oh. I'm back from the toilet, by the way.
No, that's
the,
my
no,
hand.
No, the nice hand was taking a picture of Mr. Brain's pork faggots.
Yeah, but the
that is my hand.
No, it's not. Look, Look, my hand.
No, that's mine. Mine.
That's mine.
Because I've got the green top on with the white sleeves.
It's my hand.
White cup.
I held it while you took the picture.
No.
And
see. Frankenstein near the military training area.
Military training area. Can I go back to my seat now?
No.
Paul's taken over.
Right.
And Paul's the producer, so he can do whatever the hell he pleases.
All he does is produce the cast. We're actually the stars of the show.
No, Paul's taken over now. Paul has got the last minute, let's see. Paul has got the last 15 minutes of the cast.
No, he hasn't.
Paul is in charge of the last 15 minutes.
Nope, I'm back. I'm here. I'm sat down now.
Terrible. Me and Paul are going on strike.
Right, just to do a bit of a riff. Don't know what happened there.
That was Jay's victory riff because he's just pushed Paul out of the producer's chair and won't let him contribute anymore. I'm contemplating strike action because of it.
Yeah. So what was you talking about while I was gone?
We can't tell you, it's private.
I'd just like to mention, while I was gone, I did think of something to say on the cast and I've forgotten already.
Well, that's why you should let Paul continue doing his cast, because Paul had some good ideas.
Probably.
That's why I'm producing it, not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But never mind, eh?
Your iTunes is updating Shitty Blog Radio.
I'm going to play BBC News.
Am I going to play BBC News?
Yeah.
Do you want to play BBC News?
Okay, which one do you want to be?
I get it, it's a game. My computer, the supercomputer, is now running slow.
Yes, it is.
Why? Why is it running slow?
Sorry, I was just doing an impression of your computer running slow.
It is actually running really slow.
It is.
The supercomputer is running slow, so we can't actually do much at the moment.
Do you know what was really weird then? Actually, I was just thinking, why, when Jamie played the riff then, did it sound all broken up and slow, but we don't?
Can we hear ourselves?
Exactly, that's why it was weird.
I don't understand.
Do you understand, Paul?
No.
Why does no one understands me? Adam Sandler on Jamie's playlist on Windows Media Player. Ace of Base. Fat Les.
So, I've actually got to go and see my personal trainer at 7:30 in the morning tomorrow, you know.
I know. I'm going to the gym tomorrow as well. I don't know whether I'll be there at 7:30.
You'll be there at 8:30, though.
Perhaps.
I'll meet you at 8:30 when I finish my personal trainer stuff.
Okay.
And I shall be doing lots of working out and other stuff. What will you be doing?
I will be doing the programme that my personal trainer came up with today.
Yeah.
Which involves lots of...
Are you going on the subway tomorrow?
Walking. I might do.
You get 10 tokens, 10 free. In fact, I'll just take you to the one I go to in the gay village, and it's 30 days for £30, and you can go in unlimited. It's great stuff.
And I don't want to pay that much.
Why not?
Because.
That's true.
So like you, I have to pay a king's ransom to actually get into town to go to the gym.
Well, I live in the city centre. Because I have a city centre apartment.
Will I ever forget that you have a city centre apartment? Will you ever let me forget that you have a city centre apartment?
Probably not. It's a nice apartment.
Well, I have a nice red brick.
Red brick?
Early 1940s.
Brick red?
No, red brick, early 1940s, semi-detached house in the suburbs with gardens both front and back. I appreciate it very much.
You have one?
Yes.
In fact, isn't your garden been converted into a full driveway?
No, we still have a bit of a garden. With a tree in it. We have lilac bushes in the front garden.
You have what?
Lilac bushes.
Lilac bushes?
Yep.
Is that Antonia dyeing her pubic hair?
Lilac.
Yeah.
Crude.
Yeah.
Crude and obvious. Why?
I don't know, but the sound is all gone wrong. Do you reckon it's because we're using a shitload of file space on the computer?
No. Oh, it could be, though.
It depends if it's saving as a .wav or a .mp3 or any other format, because WAV takes up loads of space. We made that mistake last week, didn't we?
When our podcast actually took up 875 megabytes.
It was nearly a gigabyte of...
It was nearly a gigabyte. Very well deduced.
Deduced.
Yes.
I'm still trying to sort out the BBC News, but we'll forget the BBC News for a bit. What's next on your little list that you've gave me? Turn that off. Ben, let's put the TV on.
And now, the unadulterated podcast.
If you didn't keep throwing him away from the microphone.
But it's me and you. If you look on our logo at theunadulterated.com.
Thank you.
I mentioned the website. It says The Adventures of Ben and Jay, not Ben, Jay, and Paul, the producer.
Introducing me.
Yeah.
Paul's just there to give a bit of background comical effects every so often.
Comical effects? What, like sound effects?
Yeah. Yeah, that. So we got 10 minutes to go. Talk to me.
Travel. Other travel. Okay. Mention my year out, which is around the world.
Where are you going?
I'm quite pleased with that. Me and Antonia, going to. We're looking into a ticket at the minute, which takes us from London, England, to Dublin. In the Republic of Ireland.
The Republic of Ireland, nice place.
Across to New York.
Oh, lovely.
The US of A. On to Chicago. Down to San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I'd like to go there. Bit of a gay area.
Bit of a gay area.
Do you like the gays?
Do I like the gays? Yes, I love the gays.
What about the, are you going to be alright with the gay things?
I'm fine with the gay things.
Because if I tell you a lot about the gay things before you go, you'll know exactly what to expect in San Francisco.
I can use them to barter my way through San Francisco.
Although, Anhony Patel, who's a frequent commenter on my blog at thedangerousman.com, did tell me...
What did she tell you?
She said...
What did she tell you, this frequent commenter on your blog?
She said that... San Francisco is overrated.
San Francisco is overrated. Wow. So are a lot of places.
Yeah, like London.
So San Francisco takes us to Tokyo.
That's a bit of a foghorn for long.
It's a bit of a flight, but San Francisco over to Tokyo. Tokyo to South Vietnam.
South Vietnam. Are you going there because you have interest, because you study history at university?
Because I study history at university, yeah, also because it's cheap. As cheap can be.
Is it? Are you going to drink any duck's blood?
I will drink as much duck's blood as I can lay my hands on.
There's a possibility that you will get bird flu.
Bird flu? Well, you know, I'll take some Beechams.
There's about that Beechams in America. Listeners might not have a clue what you're going on about.
Why? How long has South Vietnam been in America?
Oh, alert, we've just had an email.
Oh, just had an email.
It says it's YPOBW3ZYS at Waltech.com.
Waltech?
To me. It Ooh. Says content type text plain. Content transfer encoding 7-bit from development. And that's it.
The end.
What
reply?
Is that?
Oh, it's an invite.
Is it?
That's what it says in the email.
No, it says, would you like
invite
them?
Invite them to eat. Go on, do it. Invite them to Gmail. Just to annoy them. We're inviting some spammers to join Gmail.
Please specify your last name.
Knobhouse.
Send invitation to.
So, monologue. From South Vietnam, we are going to Beijing in China.
China?
China. Yes. And then, the epic part of the journey, the part we have all been, both of us, have been looking forward to for well over a year now.
Where's that, sorry?
Once we're in Beijing, rather than flying, we are getting the Trans-Siberian Railway through Mongolia and through northern Russia to Moscow.
Yeah, you're going to take... What are you going to do for clothes? Because, you know...
I will wear the same thing every day. No, I'll take a few outfits and I'll wash on the road.
Wash on the road, risk getting run over, but
yep,
you know,
on the road.
Wash on the road.
Wash on the road. That is a 7-8 day train journey, one way. The longest train journey left on earth. There you go.
Good. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Yep. Moscow to Tallinn in Estonia.
While we're talking about...
On to Paris, back to London.
While we're talking about great journeys...
Great journeys.
The motorway that we went on the other day was the tallest motorway in Britain.
It was the tallest motorway.
The highest.
It was, yeah. And when we were coming back, it was so foggy you couldn't see a thing.
No, it was foggy, wasn't it? Stop me yawning. You're supposed to be enjoying this podcast. It's going a bit downhill now. I think we should leave it there.
You think we should leave it there?
Do you reckon the sound effects will work? Should we give it one more test?
Go for it. Wow.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should.
You have to admit it, it's getting better. It's getting better all the time.
Yeah, so I think... don't forget, email us your jokes or anything you want to be read out or said on the podcast next week.
Podcast at theunadulterated.com.
Or if you want to email me directly, you can email j@thedangerousman.com.
Or me at ben@theunadulterated.com.
So, are we changing from Tuesdays to Thursdays?
Yes. Well, apparently the suggestion has been brought forward that we will change the podcast from Tuesdays to Thursdays to allow us more time for a professional editing job.
And now that you're in Manchester most weekends due to the
gym,
we can always just nip over to my place and record an hour's worth of casting.
We can.
Are we going to the gym now?
Right now?
Yeah.
For gym. Yeah,
because we won't be allowed in after 3:30.
Yes, let's go and see gym.
So we need to go. Okay, so we'll see you next week. Other than that, check out my blog at thedangerousman.com or Ben.
That's next Thursday.
Next Thursday. And other than that, that's it. So I'm just going to play a bit of a riff now, and it'll just ignore the bit where it says and now, and imagine it saying, we've finished.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.